Yeah. Well, let's do this together. Let's have some fun. What's a presenting problem a client might have? Give me a problem.
They're overwhelmed with their workload.
I'm overwhelmed with my workload. Okay.
I said they're.
Yeah, overwhelmed with workload. Okay, that's the presenting problem. What is this client like to do? Yeah, hobby-wise. What do they like? To sail? What else?
Go-karts.
Horses and go-karts. What's the name of their spouse?
That's funny.
We're on top of this.
Yeah, we're on the
top. Give me the name of... give me the name of the boss.
Joe. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith. What was that from Men in Black? Or no, what was that? Is it from The Matrix? Mr. Oh, gosh, what was that from?
Which name?
I forget. The Mr. They each was Jones. Mr. Jones. Mr. Black. Yeah, I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Not Men in Black. It was from the...
Mr. Orange, Mr. Red?
No, from The Matrix. I don't know. I'm off on a... who knows where I am. Okay, so overwhelmed with workload. So that's the problem, the presenting problem the client comes in. Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say, so they're overwhelmed with the workload. What I do in my own mind when I'm thinking of the metaphor is I think, okay, what resources do they need? So I'm going to gather some information about what they like, about some people in their family, and so on and so forth. What resources does this person need in order to overcome their overload? Maybe need organization. So I'm just going to jot down some ideas of resources. What else?
Organization.
Ability to say no.
Assistant
or ability to delegate. Yeah. Not centered within oneself.
Well, to look at the bigger picture, I mean, they're probably very task-oriented and look at all the details.
Well, either that or overwhelm. The structure of overwhelm is chunking too big. So they actually are what they could be doing is looking at the big picture of all the details rather than chunking down and just taking one bite at a time. Okay, so those are some resources that we figured that they might need. Okay? Now we want to take them. If this is the present state, we want them in the desired state. What we need to do is, what do we need to do to create a metaphor?
Chunk up.
What's this an example of? Overwhelmed with workload.
This is an example of?
Yeah.
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
Stressed?
Lack of focus.
I think we're...
Anxiety.
Powerlessness
is actually probably a more direct chunk up. Now, do we want to do a shallow metaphor or a deeper metaphor?
Deep.
Take them deep. Okay. If we were to chunk up one level on powerlessness, what might we get?
Helplessness, powerlessness.
Helplessness might be a lateral chunk on powerlessness. Jogs your thinking, doesn't it? By the way, every time I work with a client, I always chunk up on their problems.
Confusion.
Chaos.
Chaos.
We could go to chaos.
Chaos is better.
Chaos is probably a chunk up. Chaos, powerlessness. Now let's either take this chunk or that chunk. What are other examples of chaos? Change.
Craziness.
Universal chaos.
Craziness, universe.
Big bang. I was going to say the big bang. No, it's lateral.
Now we're chunking lateral on chaos. We're just saying, what are other examples of chaos?
Riots.
Mutiny. Entropy is. I could say entropy and thermodynamics, but they probably wouldn't understand what we're talking about.
Entropy would then be a step up from chaos?
No, it'd be right on the same plane. But they wouldn't understand it.
So it would be a chunk up then.
Yeah. Well, now let's look at powerlessness. What are other examples of powerlessness? Because we can create it on either level. What are other examples of powerlessness?
No control.
I'm listening. No control. What are other powerlessness?
Weakness.
What about restricted?
Insufficient.
Powerless. Enslavement. Ooh, I kind of like that one. Okay. Now, let's look at these. If we're going to tell some stories, and we want to tell not just one, we're going to create a couple of them that are going to help them to get the learnings of organization, ability to say no, assistant or ability to delegate, centering and chunking down, taking one step at a time. And we're looking at the things that they like, sailing, horses, go-karts. The wife's name is Jane, Mr. Smith. What's something that we can do on the level of being out of control or weakness or restricted or enslaved?
What's a what?
What's a metaphor we could tell?
See, so how are you getting all this
information? Alice in Wonderland.
We've asked them all these things. Alice in Wonderland? How so?
Well, she was definitely out of control.
Uh-huh. Sure. We could tell Alice in Wonderland. What was the solution in Alice in Wonderland? What ended up happening there? Alice in Wonderland is possible, but I just don't know where the... Yeah, well, you could do a ship. Okay, so sailing, we got that. So we could do sailing in a chaotic universe, something like that, maybe a sail ship that's at sea.
Chaos?
A ship at sea. I like a ship at sea in a storm. Okay.
I like leading an army, a bunch of, you know, horses. Yeah. Down the hill, and he's leading a charge.
Yeah, it's like a cowboy with a herd of horses.
And guys on top of the, you know what we call it, going into battle. You're meeting the opposite there, like the redcoats and the bluecoats.
And would that, what would be the battle? The battle would be the chaos, or would the... Okay, going into battle like a gladiator type thing, going into battle. Yeah, it could be the person standing in the middle. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that could be powerless. That could speak powerless. Yeah, and the person could find the power within themselves, that centered place. Like maybe they stand there in a state of meditation or something like that. And just while all the chaos is going on around themselves, they find their centered place and the chaos calms. And they take one step at a time and they begin to fight. But they're fighting one step at a time. And they're while they're aware of everything that's happening around them, they're taking one task at a time or something like that. Battle of the Clones. Bzz, bzz. Okay, what's another one? Give me another metaphor.
Go-karts.
Corralling horses, or somebody that's corralling the horses. So corralling wild horses.
And then when the cowboy whistles, they all stop. Something like that, you know, where he gets control. Because that's something that can be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
In the middle of a bunch of horses, right now we're just looking for the overwhelming.
Now we could take...